For my prophet, April 14th. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. It is true that God loves us, that he is working for our happiness, and that, if his law had always been obeyed, we should never have known suffering, and it is no less true that, in this world, as the result of sin, suffering, trouble, burdens, come to every life. This world is not a parade ground, but a battlefield. All are called to endure hardness, as good soldiers. Our sorrows do not spring out of the ground. God doth not afflict willingly nor grieve the children of men. When he permits trials and afflictions, it is for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. If received in faith, the trial that seems so bitter and hard to bear will prove a blessing. The cruel blow that blights the joys of earth will be the means of turning our eyes to heaven. How many there are who would never have known Jesus had not sorrow led them to seek comfort in him. The true way of dealing with trial is not by seeking to escape it, but by transforming it. Painful it must be to the lower nature, crossing, as it does, the natural desires and inclinations, but the pain may be lost sight of in a higher joy.